celebrating aviation's successes in the economy of 2009. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The weekend is upon us, and I don't know about you, but I've heard enough bad economic news for one week. Healy Expo 2009 opens in Anaheim on Sunday, and pre-registration and exhibitor bookings already have pretty much guaranteed a successful show. ANN will be there, so we'll know for sure in a couple days, and we'll bring you a report in this Aerocast next week. The first major industry show of the year was the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring last month, and it was a great show with record attendance. So, to serve as a financial news palate cleanser going into the weekend, we're going to bring you some random comments from folks encountered by Aero TV at Sebring. In a tradition for Aero News Network, we asked three questions of attendees. The first, what do you think of the light sport aircraft market in the current economy?
Well, it's an interesting time in the aviation industry, but really it gives us an opportunity to grow aviation due to the low cost of operations.
Well, there's always going to be a market for people that want to get up in the air, want to fly, want to get there quickly, or as quickly as they can afford. With the way traffic is, the way everything, the economy is, especially the way fuel is, a lot of these vehicles run on gasoline. You can get from point A to point B, go see the grandkids and not have to mess with a lot of traffic.
What do you think? I think it's an excellent idea. Much better than I-95 in a car.
No, I don't think it'll be hit. It'll probably be not what it could be, but this is the low end of the aviation market, and a lot of people are trying to save money, and they can fly a hell of a lot cheaper one with in this market.
I'm not an expert on the LSA market, but the research that I've done, it looks like everything else right now, we're in a little state of the doldrums. And I think the LSAs, like general aviation, needs a boost in the arm here, and sales are slow.
Well, one thing I see in the fuel department, these light aircraft don't take as much fuel to operate as your mainframe aircraft. And another thing is the cost of initial is a lot less than a conventional airplane. And as far as the current economy, if someone has the money to go ahead and do this, buy an airplane, I think that's great. But there's going to be a lot of people that are going to think twice about buying anything, whether it be an aircraft or a new car or whatever, in this economy. But I think that if a person was inclined to buy an airplane, this would be the economy to do it. I mean, everything else is down, and I think for the amount of aircraft you're getting for the dollar spent, I think that's quite reasonable.
We also asked attendees at Sebring for their thoughts on the prices asked by manufacturers for current LSAs.
Well, again, it's kind of interesting because if you really look at the overall scheme of things, the cost really is comparable to buying an SUV if you get it on a 20-year loan. So really, it still is an economical operation opportunity to fly.
We ride motorcycles. Cost isn't really, it's a horrible thing, but it's all relative, isn't it? That's what you work for, that's what you want.
That's what you should have. And that's your reward.
Everything's too expensive to me, but for what you're getting, they're good airplanes. I like them.
I think the value of LSAs is there. A lot of the new technology being implemented, I don't think they cost too much. I think buyers get good value, and probably more value with that than some of the older aircraft they might spend money on.
Well, the one thing, of course, that helps drive the price up is product liability, and I think there still needs to be some reform in that area. Another thing, too, is the amount of equipment that you think you need on an aircraft. Now, you can get right down to the bare bones, and I think it's very economical, because the most of us pilots out in the country, we don't get into situations where we need a lot of heavy radio equipment and so forth. So if one keeps that down, I think that the aircraft is very affordable in this economy, and I think the prices are quite competitive.
You're listening to the random comments of attendees at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring last month. We'll have more in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to ANN's Three Questions, this time posed to attendees at the U.S. Light Sport Expo in Sebring last month. Our last question, of all the choices out there in general aviation, what features draw you to light sport aircraft?
What interests me, and I feel like other people around, is the fact that they don't cost a lot and that they're so much fun to fly.
Well, it's a light, easy plane to fly. I'm an old guy, and it's economical, and it's a lower price airplane.
Well, my background is with other airplanes, not LSAs. From what I've seen and learned, I think just the modern technology, whether it's FADEC or whether it's glass cockpits or the bells and whistles, not having to repair an aircraft that's 40 or 50 years old, I think that's a real bonus. So I think the industry is going to grow. The usefulness of the aircraft is questionable, depending what your mission is.
The size of the airplane, because it takes up room to store, and you can store, of course, in a smaller area, and it doesn't cost as much. So cost is the big thing, and then whatever would jump out at me would be, I really don't know unless I see it, I guess.
Yeah, we live in Florida 6, and the idea of a seaplane, it's just outstanding. But the real world says that something in a light sport is probably the more affordable way to go. But everybody has different... We were at the car auction yesterday, and they sold a car for $1 million, an old piece of whatever that wouldn't even go on the road. So it's all relative, isn't it?
You can see these attendees in the video version of this walk-around at www.aero-tv.net. If the state of the economy is just a state of mind, we certainly can find pockets of general aviation in which things are upbeat right now. One was the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo last month in Sebring. Let's hope Healy Expo 2009 in Anaheim this weekend is another. Find out more about the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at www.sport-aviation-expo.com. Learn more about Healy Expo this Sunday through Tuesday at www.helixpo.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.